Before all the festivities were done late Tuesday, Mrs. Sirleaf was at work and darting between meetings and public events under the protection of American security agents. She apologized for arriving late to an occasion held for traditional leaders.
Before I say thank you, sir, let me apologize. Let me say I'm sorry because you wait here a long time, and I beg your pardon for that. Because I know you came this morning, was supposed to meet a second time, and I was in all kinds of meetings. But those meetings is for you. Because I'm meeting to talk about you. That meeting to talk about the things for the country. That meeting to talk with the people who will help us so they can help us for us to do things for the country.
Some of those meetings have revolved around selecting cabinet nominees. Technocrats and experienced government and international officials head the list. At Finance Minister, Africa's first elected female leader has appointed former World Bank official Antoinette Saye. If confirmed, she would become just the second Liberian female finance minister. The first was Mrs. Sirleaf, who took the job during the late 1970s. Other early nominees include Kofi Woods at the Labor Ministry. He has been outspoken against foreign corporations exploiting Liberian workers. Losing first-round presidential candidates who backed Mrs. Sirleaf in the second round, Joseph Korto has been nominated for the crucial post of Education Minister. In all her speeches during inauguration festivities, Mrs. Sirleaf stressed the importance of rebuilding Liberia's war-shattered school system.
I want to tell all of you, the children must go to school. Can you hear me, eh? That the biggest thing for us to make the country strong, for all your children, from all the village, from all the town, all of them, try to put them in school. We know that we don't have enough school room. We ain't got enough school building. We ain't got enough teacher. We ain't got enough school books and pencil, all those things that they need. We'll try to get them small until we get enough. But you must try, don't let those children go in the market. And don't let them go on a farm. They must go to school. Yeah, we depend upon the mothers to make sure that they help me for us to achieve that objective.
Later, Mrs. Sirleaf walked outside the executive mansion, shaking the hands of hundreds of children, giving them advice and answering their questions. 15-year-old Alex Brown shook her hand, but said he did not have time to tell her what was on his mind.
Uncle Sir, thank you very much for bringing peace to our country, and I believe that peace will still be on. I want for her to develop our country. We need good water, electricity, and send us to school.
One 4-year-old had a prayer for her new president.
Thank you, Sis Erin, for your good what you do. God, thank you, Sis Erin. We bless you, Father God. God bless you, Sis Erin, for the thing that you do. I bless you. I give you honor.
Nico Columbans, VOA News, Monrovia.